You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. This weekend, the Wichita Symphony Orchestra will combine art and science with Moonrise, a concert and film combination that helps celebrate the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with symphony conductor Daniel Heggie and has more.
Let's talk a little bit about the program that you'll be presenting this weekend with the Wichita Symphony.
Right. We're featuring Daphnis and Chloe by Maurice Ravel for the movie Moonrise, which Jose Francisco Salgado put together. Jose Francisco is an astronomer, and he's also, by avocation, he loves music and graphic arts. And so he responds well to music, and he comes up with imagery to match music. And in this case, we're using the music of Maurice Ravel, Daphnis and Chloe, which was a one-act ballet, and we're playing two suites from that. Very virtuosic for the orchestra, but also was choreographed to these lunar images that Jose Francisco has put together.
So it seems that virtuosity is an important part of these compositions?
Absolutely. When these pieces were written, they were really to show off the orchestra. That was really one of the purposes behind it. And if you look at Ravel and Bartok, they were almost exact contemporaries. So the size of the orchestra and the virtuosity of the orchestra was growing at the same time. So they're approaching it from different angles, but there are certain commonalities between the two pieces. So when we thought we definitely want to do this movie, Moonrise, which is about a 30-minute long film, and the music's about 30 minutes on the second half, we thought, well, we have a very large orchestra for this, and it's going to really show them off. What would be a great companion piece on the first half that could also utilize this many players? Because it's already a large orchestra. You don't want to do a small orchestra for the first half. So we chose Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. Also because we thought that would be a great first piece and first half to invite people to come back and hear something like the Ravel, which is just a different kind of virtuosity. It's such a euphonious, beautiful just sound. It has a completely different kind of quality to it because it's music by a French composer, and you almost have more perfume and exoticism in the music, different from the Bartok. But I think the two pieces work very well together.
Virtuosity in the symphony for these performances.
Yes.
Virtuosity for the conductor as well.
Yes, to a certain degree, although I have to say in particular, sometimes my job can be extremely tough, and it always is in its own way. But I think it's, for me, with the Ravel, it's going to be more about having to stay within the guidelines that the film would impose on me. With the Bartok, it's about getting the piece prepared in rehearsals with the orchestra and then letting them really have fun with it and then being there to kind of guide in the concerts, of course, and remind them of the things we've done. But certainly, yes, there's a certain amount of virtuosity that's involved there too, yes.
So help me understand this term, concerto for orchestra.
In the Wichita Symphony, we like to feature at least one individual or several individuals as concerto soloists because the definition of what a concerto is solo instrument with full symphony orchestra. So that's what that would be. A concerto is that. So when you say concerto for orchestra, it almost is a contradictory term to say, well, how do you do that? Shouldn't it be symphony for orchestra or something like that? But it is showing off the different parts of the orchestra, so all the different sections and all the different instruments, and that's what Bartok had in mind when he had Concerto for Orchestra. This is a piece about the orchestra, and we're going to show off the different sections and families of instruments throughout the entire work. So it's a great way for us on our 75th anniversary to celebrate the Wichita Symphony Orchestra, is to show all of them off in this wonderful work.